Well, that RecLink Australia needs no introduction, really. Rebuilding lives through sports and arts, heading into its 27th year. A not-for-profit organisation whose aim is to enhance the lives of people experiencing disadvantage or facing significant barriers to participation through providing new and unique sports and arts opportunities and specialist recreation programs. The footprint now for RecLink is quite amazing. And the founder, the man, the architect behind it all the way back in 1990 is Peter Keller. Nice to see you again, Pete.
Thanks, Brett, and all the best for the new year and to all the people who help us from the station over the year. We get tremendous help from the station, so we appreciate that.
No problem. It's quite amazing, not only the footprint nationally now around Australia, but you've got a footprint in Mumbai. You can tell us about that over in India. You've been across and been greeted by the Pope this year. I want to talk about that as well. But it's amazing the continued growth of your organisation.
Yeah, it continues to grow. I mean, it's hard work, but we believe we've got a special place in sport and social impact. Our mission is, to include the unincluded, and partnerships and participation and pathways is sort of what we're trying to bring more around the sport now. Initially, it was the sport itself, which has a huge impact on getting people going, getting people moving. Particularly people experiencing themselves in a different way, particularly if they've become very isolated, homeless, couch surfing, left a prison, or just don't feel part of the community. And RecLink begins to access, has a unique system or model to reach people in this experiencing it. And from an Australian rules point of view, we're calling ourselves the third tier of football. So you've got your elite football, your middle football, and those who wouldn't come to mainstream clubs struggling with different life challenges. So it's really about including the unincluded, and they're struggling with issues of homelessness, mental health, and drug and alcohol issues. One of the things I learned at the sports conference at the Vatican is how they use soccer overseas for sort of wraparound services, so sport for education, sport for employment, sport for peace, sport for poverty. And I think RecLink is certainly probably education, employment, and we're beginning to wrap speakers around our development days on either overcoming addiction or, dealing more with the domestic violence or anger issues, how we manage that part of our lives and really open up these conversations using sport as a vehicle of human development. And
you've seen the benefits of that, Pete, over a long time. And footy was sort of, the start of it, wasn't it? And the RecLink competition, which, exists and everyone knows about it. And you have a couple of, great big grand final days every year where you get a number of sort of celebrities and footy personalities to come down. But it's expanded now to be so much more than just that football competition.
Well, it's a wide range of sports as well. But in terms of the football, this year we'll have umpiring courses, coaching courses, which we've had coaching courses in the past, trainers courses. So there's lots of opportunities for development, plus other speakers and development opportunities throughout the year. So we're always looking for that opportunity because people are looking for a catalyst or hope or a way to move forward. And it's creating that inclusive, supportive community at vulnerable times in people's life using sport in a very particular way.
Absolutely, Pete. I just wanted to ask you, I heard Robert Doyle, the mayor, on with Kevin Hillier here yesterday, and just talking about some of the sort of homeless issues, particularly right in the heart of the CBD. And I was only in there a week ago, and it just seemed more visible to me than what it has been. Does RecLink sort of play a bit of a part there in sort of working with councils or, certainly, the heart of Melbourne here in trying to help address some of those issues?
It's funny you should say that. We're actually in the middle of quite a strong conversation. They probably weren't as aware, maybe, this in the best sense, that they had the opportunity to work through RecLink for this type of thing, and we are, without getting anything across the line, they're really heartened, I think, about what we said that we could do or the response that we could take in this. So it's probably a little bit early to talk about it on radio, but you're right. I've never seen it so visible, and I've been around it a long time.
Yeah, it's certainly an ongoing issue, which I think the government's going to make some announcements in the early part of 2017 to try and address that. If you look back on 2016 as an organisation, what have been some of the major achievements for Reclink?
Look, I think this development in India is a great thing. Reclink Mumbai and seeing that develop with slums, involving slums and villages. And there's a lot of female players too, and just their love of the game, the fact that they follow teams, how the key people recruit using their telephones because people don't really know what Australian rules is, and would you like to give this a go? And
so how did it come about that you sort of, you know, find a place in you know, such a big country like
it
India?
It came about through a chap who'd been a volunteer for Reclink and had seen how it had operated in Melbourne, and he got to know this young Indian kid and asked him if he'd like to have a game of Australian rules, a chap named Lincoln Harris.
Okay.
And he also runs a travel agency called India Unbound. And that allows us, makes it easy for us to take people over, and people can assist, they can be involved, they can donate. And they have their AFL jumpers, they have their AFL teams. They talk about it in the way we talk about it, and to see the enthusiasm they have for it is it's really energising to be around it. But one of the things that some people have said about Australian rules football around addiction that I think really gets a clear message about, one person who was with our Salvo Hawks, which is an NA team, says football was a clean rush that's real. And another person said that one of the biggest issues for people taking drugs is that they can be isolated and have no friends when they enter this different world.
Yep.
And he got involved with the Reclink, this Salvo Hawks team. And what he found was there was a new place to belong. And this struggle to go back to the old friends who used, which inevitably would have him using again. And this really was allowed to anchor him. And he said this is what has allowed him to stay in recovery. Another person around addiction said that that he used to get bad bruises, particularly with addiction and some of the life things that happen when you're trying to obtain drugs and so forth. But now he gets good bruises with Reclink. Was one of his reactions. But another person said he thought about taking drugs for 10 minutes, Peter, and he said, look, it's ran my life for the last 13 years.
Mm.
So, you know, it's very powerful, but his longest time clean has been through a whole series of involvements, and he used it as a vehicle of recovery along with other things. So
if you were to compare, Pete, just, I suppose, the social scene in this area, When you started all the way back in 1990 and you're about to enter your 27th year, so long-standing organisation, sort of compare where you think we're at in that regard. I mean, you know, in people who are you know, doing it hard.
I just think we can do things in our community. We can have a huge social impact, and I think sport has a huge role to play in this.
Yep.
And I think particularly this, what we call the third tier. And I think there's various towns and communities, particularly in Victoria. We went to Sunbury. And in those little regional towns, there's always people who you could say walk the street rather than walk down the street, so to speak. You know, there's always people who, you know, let's face it, you know, we wake up in a bed. Sometimes people wake up on the street, and they're very different worlds and realities. But you know, it could be unemployment, isolation. I mean, one person within that Sunbury team, for example, went to his coach, you know, was talking about loneliness and isolation. He visited him at his house, and at that very time when he visited his house, the mother was about to go to a drug and alcohol rehab. So it shows the challenging environments that people are in, and football team can be, if the family support is not strong or maybe not even existent, the social support of an Australian rules team or sporting team can have such a huge such a huge impact.
And you can log on to the website, reclink.org, and of course you can contact Peter directly. We're always happy to take a call, 0421 442 340. Peter, always happy to be hands on deck and always looking for good corporate partners as well at RecLink, with many great events are coming up in 2017. Scott's out in Essendon has given us a call. Hi, Scott.
How are you guys?
Going well.
I'm just ringing to actually endorse RecLink. I was lucky enough to work with Pete and deliver a 5-week pilot program down in Nor Lane. And in that short time of 5 weeks, I was just amazed at the impact that RecLink's program had on the community down in Nor Lane. And I got a small taste of really what RecLink could deliver if only they could get some more financial support from the community and the government and whoever Pete's talking to, because it was a truly amazing experience, and I'm sure Pete would say the same thing.
Good on you, Scott. And we were going to mention that. It's a beautiful little segue, because the pop-up sports program, Pete, that's been quite successful.
Yeah, Scott and I worked closely together on that project, and we're now developing, and it's great to hear from you, Scott. And there's, you know, as you know, that community's been through a lot with the close down of so many companies and Ford, and it's already a very disadvantaged community, and so many you could feel the vulnerability of a lot of people in the area, and anything that brings hope or inspiration or opportunity or involvement in those areas is really important. And we're starting RecLink Cricket in February, Super 8s competition. We've got four sides at the moment from welfare agencies in Geelong, and we're looking for more sides.
Great stuff. I mean, you're making your footprint into so many areas, Peter. So we've come up to the 8:30 news here. I wanted to mention, too, the Great Peninsula Paddle. Tell us a bit about that.
The Peninsula Paddle is held each year at the Sorrento Sailing Kuta Boat Club on Australia Day. And the course is 1.6K or 3.2K, starts at 11 a.m, and there's a kids' course at 12. And the entrants can use ocean kayaks, double kayaks, canoes, outriggers, surf skis, paddle boards, stand-up paddle boards, Kuta boats and dinghies. So it's a great opportunity on Australia Day to be involved in the Great Peninsula Paddle. It's a fundraiser for RecLink for that particular area out there to create opportunities. So
good stuff.
That's all happening.
All right, you can check all that out. RecLink.org is the website. We'll have another expanded chat sometime down the track. Some great work being done by RecLink here in Victoria, around Australia, into Moonbiting. Quite have a chance to expand on that Vatican story. We'll do that another time. And always looking for good corporate partners, RecLink, and get involved, because RecLink are making a difference in the community. Good on you, Pete.
Thank you, Brett.